Tomorrow, poet Andrei Voznesensky, who died on Tuesday, will be buried at his house in Moscow. Our book critic, Alan Chews, met the poet in Moscow about a quarter of a century ago and has this remembrance.
He appeared to us quite youthful in his houndstooth sport jacket and tan slacks, sitting at a table alone in the fancy tiled restaurant of the Soviet Writers Union, when my son Josh and I, along with our translator, came into the room. This was August 1986. Josh had just celebrated his 21st birthday in Red Square the night before. He and I were traveling across the breadth of the Soviet Union before the collapse of communism. I was soaking up the details and atmosphere of my own father's journey across the Soviet Empire in preparation for writing a memoir about his life as a Soviet pilot before World War II and my life with him. Andrei Voznesensky's life as a poet was at its zenith, or as he puts it in his famous poem, The Parabolic Ballad, "My life, like a rocket, makes a parabola flying in darkness." He wrote about poets as heroes. He stood against oppressive governments. He chanted about the disasters of war. He was famous in international poetry circles. He had a growing readership around the world. He hobnobbed with the Kennedys and movie stars. In Russia, he and his fellow poet Yevgeny Yevtushenko held rock star status. They were culture heroes who filled sports stadiums with tens of thousands of fans who recited their poems along with them, creating something new, as the poet once told NPR's own Susan Stamberg. A new poem, their breath and my breath, together, he said. In that same interview, he read his great anti-war poem, I Am Goya.
Yeah. Гоя, глазницы воронок, мне выклевал ворог, слетая на поле на Гоя. Я горе.
Come sit, Voznesensky gestured graciously. The poet asked us why we had come to Russia, and I told him about my goal, which was to write about my father. The great poet nodded, and then asked Josh how he was liking his stay in Moscow. Did he have any adventures? Josh told him about bartering a new pair of American blue jeans with a man at the entrance to the subway tunnel near our hotel in exchange for a Russian military cap and a military belt. Oh, you will have trouble taking that out of the country when you leave, the poet said with a smile. Listen, here is plan. When customs asks you where you obtained Russian military equipment, I know they will call it that, tell them Andrei Voznesensky gave it to you. He gave us a smile and a wink and signed to us a copy of a book of his poems. 6 weeks later, at a port in the Russian Far East, as we waded through customs at the pier before being allowed to board a Soviet steamer for Yokohama, an attentive government official in uniform, the same dark khaki shade as the Russian army belt, asked us where we had obtained it. Andrei Voznesensky gave it to me, I said. The official's eyes widened. Voznesensky gave it to you? I reached into the chaos of our bags that lay open on the rickety card table in front of us and pulled out the signed copy of Voznesensky's poems. The customs official held up the book, making mouth noises, and called over one of his comrades. He returned the book. He kept the belt. He couldn't confiscate this memory of a parabolic poet whose rocket of a life has now fallen to earth.
Alan Chews teaches writing at George Mason University.